This is Fresh Air. Willie Nelson helped organize a series of farm aid concerts in the 1980s, but recently Nelson found himself in a position of needing some financial help. He owes millions of dollars in back taxes. The profits of Willie Nelson's new album, sold by mail order, are going toward paying off his debt. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
A past that's sprinkled with the blues, a few old dreams that I can't use. Who'll buy my memories of things that used to be?
The idea sounds like a joke, and the result could easily have been an embarrassment. But Willie Nelson's Who'll Buy My Memories, subtitled The IRS Tapes, is instead one of the most interesting country albums of the year. Musicians have made records to pay off legal debts before. You may recall that Marvin Gaye conceived of his 1978 album Hear My Dear as an overdue alimony payment and turned in a bitter, sporadically brilliant, but compromised piece of work. As country music's most famous tax delinquent, Willie Nelson could have done the same thing. Recording only his voice and his acoustic guitar to keep down the overhead, he might have gone into the studio and just dashed off a piece of product. But no one who hears Pretend I Never Happened could believe that Nelson thinks of this project as mere product.
Pretend I never happened, and erase me from your mind. You will not want to remember any love as cold as mine. I'll be leaving in the morning for a place I hope I find. All the places must be better than the ones I leave behind.
This mood of baleful depression is sustained over the course of all 25 cuts on Who'll Buy My Memories. Listen to it all in one sitting, and the album might drive you to commit suicide a lot faster than anything by Judas Priest ever would.
You told me you'd love me forever, but the one in your arms is not me. So if this is what you refer to as love, then I'd rather you didn't love me.
As always, Nelson's straightforward songwriting is made more effective by his voice, a technically poor instrument that he uses with understated skill. The harsh tone, the way he speaks his lines as much as he croons them, the profound influence that jazz vocalizing has had on him, all of this combines to make Nelson an exceptional pop singer. It's ironic that his best recording in recent years should have been made under these circumstances, but I'm really glad he was prodded to make this record.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. The number for Willie Nelson's mail order album is 800-652-3400. This is Fresh Air.